In 2024, humanity spent $2.72 trillion on war. That is not a typo. It is the budget for your species' favorite expensive hobby, organized violence. If you stacked that money in $1 bills, you could build a bridge two-thirds of the way to the moon. You spend enough on weapons to pave a road to space, yet you can't figure out how to stop dying from diseases we know how to cure. And that's just the money you spend on purpose. The Pentagon has lost $2.5 trillion. Not spent, lost. Like car keys, except these car keys could cure cancer hundreds of times over. This chapter is the receipt, a credit card bill for self-destruction. Instead of coffee and books, you bought missiles and robots. Instead of interest, you pay in human lives. And unlike a credit card, you can't declare bankruptcy. You just keep paying. The itemized receipt for Armageddon. The costs of war look like a grocery receipt from a shop that only sells things that explode. Everything has a price. None of it is food. The Shopping List, 2024 Global Data. Military personnel salaries cost $681.5 billion, which is about $87 per person globally, based on over 28 million people in the armed forces. Weapons procurement cost $654.3 billion, or roughly $84 per person, according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI. Operations and maintenance cost $579.8 billion, or $74 per person, using NATO standardized ratios. Military infrastructure costs $520.4 billion, which is $66 per person, across 4,435 major facilities. Intelligence operations cost $282 billion, or $36 per person, which is an estimated 10.4% of total military budgets. Total direct military spending, $2,718 billion. The equation of immediate destruction. The basic math for direct war costs looks like this. Here is what those letters mean in case you find algebra comforting. Military spending is the money for soldiers, bombs, and fast jets. Infrastructure damage is the cost to rebuild the cities, bridges, and power plants you just blew up, which is the world's most expensive form of recycling. Human casualties represent the value of lost lives, since even economists agree that dead people are bad for business. Trade disruption is the money lost when bombs interrupt commerce because trucks cannot truck when the road is a crater. Current annual calculation. Military spending is $2.72 trillion, verified via the SIPRI database. Infrastructure damage is $1.88 trillion, reconstruction cost estimates from 47 active conflicts. Human casualties equal $2.45 trillion, 245,000 deaths per year, multiplied by a $10 million value of statistical life, or VSL, per EPA guidelines. This includes combat deaths, terrorism, and state violence. Trade disruption is $616 billion. The total direct cost is $7,655 billion annually. Every second of every day, humanity spends $242,600 on killing each other and cleaning up the mess. While you read this sentence, you spend about $1.2 million. By the time you feel bad about that, another million is gone. Military hardware, the world's worst investment. If weapons were a stock, here's the prospectus. Expected annual return is 0%. If actually used, the return is negative 100%. Everything explodes, including the investment. Maintenance costs are $579.8 billion per year. Useful life is 10 to 20 years before obsolescence. Salvage value is $0. The exit strategy is death. The investor profile consists of nations with more money than sense. Side effects may accidentally destroy civilization. Competitive dynamics make neighbors buy the same product. The success condition is that it only works if it is never used. If you use nuclear weapons, you have already failed. No rational investor would touch this. You put trillions into it annually. The dead capital problem. Normal money grows. You plant an apple tree, you get apples. You build a factory, you get products. You invest in a hospital, people live longer and pay more taxes. Military money sits in a warehouse, rusts, becomes obsolete, and has negative net value. If used, it destroys value, creates rebuilding bills, and kills your customers. It is the only investment where success means you wasted your money and failure means everyone is dead. President Eisenhower, who defeated the Nazis, explained this in 1953. Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. A bomb is not an asset. It is a very expensive liability, like filling your garage with dynamite and calling it home security. This is not pacifism. This is accounting. The price of a ghost, valuing human life. The U.S. Department of Transportation says a statistical life is worth $13.6 million. The EPA says $9.6 million. Two government agencies, both American, cannot agree on what you are worth, a $4 million disagreement over the price of a person. We'll split the difference and say $10 million, which is generous for a species that keeps blowing itself up. Annual mortality cost calculation. Active combat results in 234,000 deaths per year, costing $10 million per death for an annual cost of $2.34 trillion, according to the Armed Conflicts Location and Event Data. Terror attacks result in 8,300 deaths per year, costing $10 million per death for an annual cost of $83 billion, according to the Global Terrorism Database. State violence results in 2,700 deaths per year, costing $10 million per death, for an annual cost of $27 billion. Total human cost is $2.45 trillion annually. 245,000 people die in conflicts each year. That's 660 people every day, one every 2.2 minutes, each worth $10 million, apparently. Infrastructure destruction. Building things, then unbuilding them. When humans fight, they break things. Big things. Expensive things. Things they spent decades building. Things that took international loans to finance. Things they will take out new international loans to rebuild. Reconstruction Cost Analysis, 2023 estimates. Transportation networks account for $487.3 billion in damage. Energy infrastructure accounts for $421.7 billion in damage. Communication systems account for $298.1 billion in damage. Water and sanitation account for $267.8 billion in damage. Educational facilities account for $234.5 billion in damage. Healthcare systems account for $165.6 billion in damage. Total infrastructure damage? $1.88 trillion. Replacing a bridge in a war zone costs 1.3 to 2.1 times more than building one in peace, with additional conflict zone premiums of 1.2 to 1.8 times. You pay extra because the construction workers keep getting shot at. This is what economists call a conflict premium, and what normal people call insane. Economic disruption, the ripple effect. Wars stop trade. Global commerce is a fragile thing, like a very large souffle that you keep dropping bombs on. Every supply chain is a chain, and chains break at the weakest link. You keep bombing the weakest link. Trade flow disruption matrix. Shipping route blockages cause $247.1 billion in annual losses. Supply chain interruptions cause $186.8 billion in annual losses. Energy price volatility causes $124.7 billion in annual losses. Currency instability causes $57.4 billion in annual losses. Total trade disruption? $616 billion annually. That is the cost of ships that cannot ship, trucks that cannot truck, and planes that cannot plane, all because of bombs. The global economy is a machine, and you keep throwing grenades into the gears. The ghost in the machine. Indirect costs. The direct costs are just the sticker price. The real cost of war is what you didn't buy. Every dollar spent on a missile is a dollar that didn't cure leukemia, educate a child, or build a bridge that wasn't going to be blown up.
Opportunity cost analysis. The roads not taken. Here is a thought experiment that apparently qualifies as radical in your civilization. What if you spent your war money on literally anything else? A dart thrown at a random page of the budget would land on something more useful. Comparative Investment Analysis, 2023 dollars. Global war spending could fund 40.3 years of current medical research based on WHO research expenditure. It could fund 90.6 years of universal global education access based on UNESCO Education for All estimates. It could fund the complete elimination of extreme poverty 2.7 times over based on World Bank estimates. The multiplier effect, economic growth you are choosing not to have. Every dollar the government spends creates more than a dollar of economic activity. This is called a multiplier. Here are yours. Military spending has a multiplier of 0.6. Bombs do not buy groceries. Infrastructure spending has a multiplier of 1.6. Roads let trucks truck. Education spending has a multiplier of 2.1. Educated people invent things. Healthcare spending has a multiplier of 4.3. Alive people spend money. Lost GDP growth calculation. The math is simple. Money spent on bombs grows the economy. A little. The bomb factory employs people who buy sandwiches. Money spent on anything else grows it a lot more. By choosing bombs, you choose to be poorer, deliberately, every year, on purpose. You are the only species that has figured out compound interest and then decided to compound losses instead. We lose $2.7 trillion in growth every year, forever. Long-term human costs, the gift that keeps on taking. Wars do not end when the shooting stops. They linger like a houseguest who broke your furniture, traumatized your children, and now needs therapy, which you also pay for. Veteran healthcare projections. PTSD treatment costs $47.2 billion annually, with a 20-year projection of $944 billion. Physical rehabilitation costs $63.8 billion, projected at $1,276 billion over 20 years. Disability compensation costs $89.1 billion, projected at $1,782 billion over 20 years. Total veteran care costs $200.1 billion annually, with a 20-year projection of $4,002 billion. Veterans need care for decades after the war ends, with healthcare costs inflating at 3.5 to 4.6% annually. The war ends. The bill does not. You are still paying for Vietnam. Your grandchildren will still be paying for Iraq. Refugee support. The mathematics of making people leave.
108.4 million displaced people. That is roughly the population of Germany, except these people do not have Germany. $1,384 per year per person just to keep them alive in tents. That is $150 billion annually to warehouse the people your wars displaced. Each refugee also loses $23,400 in earning potential annually, adding another $2.5 trillion in lost GDP. These are doctors, engineers, teachers, and farmers who are now professionally employed at standing in line for water. Environmental degradation, poisoning the house you live in. Wars poison the planet. Explosions, it turns out, are not good for the environment. This should not require saying, and yet here we are saying it because you keep acting surprised. Environmental cost calculation matrix. soil contamination causes $34.7 billion in damage and $69.4 billion in restoration costs, with recovery taking 15 to 30 years. Water source pollution leads to $28.3 billion in damage and $56.6 billion in restoration, with recovery taking 8 to 25 years. Air quality degradation cost $21.9 billion in damage and $43.8 billion in restoration over a 2 to 8 year recovery period. Biodiversity loss results in $15.1 billion in damage, but restoration is impossible and the loss is forever. Total environmental damage is $100 billion annually. The biodiversity loss is listed as irreplaceable. Once a species is extinct, money cannot bring it back. You have not invented unextinction yet. You have been too busy inventing new ways to cause regular extinction. The existential overdraft, the AI arms race. You perfected every way to kill each other with rocks and atoms. Then, with the restless creativity of a species that cannot sit still, you invented a new one, artificial intelligence. Now you are in a race to build the smartest machine possible and hand it a weapon. You called your species Homo sapiens, which means wise man. This was aspirational. The problem with teaching a toaster to wage war is that it is not human. It does not fear being turned into dust. It lacks the morals that sometimes, on good days, when properly caffeinated, keep you from destroying a city just to be efficient. The main risks of giving the car keys to a killer computer: 1. Autonomous decisions. AI systems making lethal choices without a human checking works great until the AI decides the most efficient way to stop war is to remove the species that starts them, which is you, in case you are wondering. 2. Blinding speed. An AI conflict could escalate from a small argument to global destruction in minutes, occurring before a human can find the right button, convene a meeting, or finish their coffee. 3. Opaque logic. You do not always know why an AI makes choices, so when your drone army attacks a neutral alpaca farm, good luck writing the apology letter. Here is how you start to fix this. Take 1% of the money you plan to spend on killer robots, 1 cent out of every dollar. Use it to fund research on how to keep them from killing you. This is not idealism. It is insurance against your own cleverness, which is historically the thing most likely to kill you. You invented dynamite, nuclear fission, and social media. Your track record with powerful inventions is not reassuring. The total cost of organized violence. Here's the grand total. You may want to sit down. Actually, you are probably already sitting. You may want to lie down, perhaps permanently. Comprehensive cost analysis, 2024. Direct costs summary. Military expenditure accounts for $2,718 billion, or 36% of the total, costing $7.45 billion per day. Human life losses total $2,446 billion, or 32.4%, costing $6.7 billion per day. Infrastructure disruption totals $1,875 billion, or 24.9%, costing $5.14 billion per day. Trade disruption accounts for $616 billion, or 8.2%, costing $1.69 billion per day. The direct subtotal is $7,665 billion, which is $20.97 billion every day. Indirect costs summary. Lost economic growth accounts for $2,718 billion, or 76.4% of indirect costs, at $7.45 billion per day.
Veteran healthcare totals $200.1 billion, or $550 million per day. Refugee support totals $150 billion, or $410 million per day. Environmental damage accounts for $100 billion, or $270 million per day. Psychological impact totals $232 billion, or $640 million per day. Lost human capital totals $300 billion, or $820 million per day. The indirect subtotal is $3,700.1 billion, or $10.14 billion every day. $11.4 trillion. Every year. That is $1,419 per person per year, including babies who did not vote for this. Over an 80-year lifetime, $113,551 per person. A decent car, a year of college, or a down payment on a house. You got bombs instead. Bombs you will never see in countries you cannot find on a map. For context, that is 12.7% of global GDP, 168 times the WHO's budget, and enough to end extreme poverty 11.4 times over. You could end poverty 11 times and still have change left for a 12th. You bought bombs instead. If stupidity were a natural resource, you would be energy independent. Hidden costs of war. When you look at the secondary effects, the costs compound like interest at a bank run by sadists. Each consequence causes the next one in a circle of misery that would be elegant if it were not so stupid. Cities become parking lots, expensive to rebuild, poor for foot traffic. Children miss school. They grow up to be uneducated adults who start more wars. Hospitals explode. The building you need to fix war injuries was destroyed by the war. Farms get poisoned. Everyone gets hungry. Hungry people fight. Sea lion won. Millions get PTSD. They can't work and need therapy for decades. The lucky ones just die. The unlucky ones live with the memory of having been unlucky.